Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift for us. Mayor Mike Duggan spending some time with us here on WJR. I think it's been a good policy conference, but I'm more importantly, what have you thought, Mr. Mayor?
I think people had a good time and had a chance to talk to a lot of people I get to see once a year, and this is always a great thing for building long-term relationships.
You made news right from the very beginning Wednesday when you, in fact, Chad Livengood put it, Mayor Mike Duggan offered his unexpected endorsement of Governor Rick Snyder's plan to create a new debt-free Detroit school district.
The part about the state assuming the debt, yeah, I did endorse it, although I don't know who would have thought that would be unexpected. I laid out...
The impression was, when the governor first came out with his plan, that you were not particularly happy because of the state involvement in running the schools.
And so, you know, I know, and the people who had the chance to sit through the whole presentation, it'll make more sense to, but the original proposal the governor put out was that the state continue to appoint a majority of people in the school district, et cetera. And in the last 6 years, under the state emergency manager, half of the children have left the Detroit public schools. The deficits have gotten bigger. So my point was, if you continue state management of the schools, the people in Detroit are not going to have any confidence. Let's hold an election. Let's elect a school board. Let's bring out the best and the brightest. And so what I proposed up here was, let's hold an election and elect a new school board. It didn't change my position from the first time. So I think that maybe that was a mischaracterization in the article.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you could clarify that then. And it's always good to see the governor and the mayor of our largest city actually at least appearing to work together and get along and be on the same page, so to speak, certainly with the same goal, but maybe with different ways to get there.
You know, I think what you've seen between me and city council and me and the governor and me and the legislative leaders is we're having very frank disagreements on issues, but there's no name calling, there's no personal attacks, there's none of that. When you stay focused on the issues, you eventually can get to common ground, and the governor and I able to get common ground on many things. City council and I and legislators and I, we're going to keep working at it.
No, that's good, and that is positive. We haven't had a chance to talk too much about J.P. Morgan Chase, and Jamie Dimon was in town. They're still on their five-year plan for the $100 million. That's all excellent news.
J.P. Morgan Chase has been a great partner, and this last week, I think we sold 10 houses in the Boston Edison neighborhood alone on the buildingdetroit.org website. Vacant houses that are beautiful that are now being filled in, and it was the J.P. Morgan Chase mortgages which are making that possible. You couldn't get mortgages in the city before, and so they've been a very good partner, and they're helping us rebuild the city.
How about a house in the city of Detroit on the market today for almost $1.3 million?
And it's in that neighborhood. Now, I don't know that it'll sell for $1.3 million, but that Boston Edison neighborhood, which is a neighborhood of beautiful homes where Henry Ford once lived before he went to Fairlane, where Joe Louis once lived, and where Berry Gordy once lived, which is the house you're referring to.
That's the house we're talking about, yeah.
A year and a half ago, there were 150 vacant houses in this neighborhood. Now, we've addressed nearly two-thirds of them. And if you look at our auctions, just in the last week, we've sold vacant houses in Boston Edison for $80,000, $100,000, $110,000. I think the owner, Sint Reeves, who I know, who's the owner of the former Berry Gordy mansion, said, if the vacant houses are going for over $100,000, what will this beautifully furnished, occupied mansion go for? And so, I think it's a reflection in that property values in lots of neighborhoods in the city are coming back. We got others that they're not coming back yet, but we're working on it.
If it goes for anywhere close to $1 million, that will be an incredible achievement and a turnaround of such great note.
Paul W., I think you might be able to get it for six figures.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. Want to go in together? I'll take the upstairs, you take the downstairs.
You'd be able to ride your bike to work from there.
It's a very big house. We could do it together.
But you have a lot of friends.
Well, as do you. And you see that when you're at a place like this. I love the fact that there are 1,700 people on this island, and all of them focusing on making Michigan better, and by extension, and that sounds backwards, but by extension, Detroit as well.
I've been coming up here, since the 1980s when I worked for Ed McNamara, and up here we put deals together to build Comerica Park in Ford Field, to build what is now the McNamara Terminal at the airport. And just year after year, you come and say, God, it's too bad about Detroit. Oh, isn't Detroit an embarrassment? The last couple years, it is a different feel.
It is a different feel.
People are coming up saying, how can I get in on this investment? How does this program work? And the talk of the island is not poor Detroit anymore. And that's I think that's a good thing.
It has become a center for entrepreneurs to come here and make a difference where we used to see people leaving here to go to Chicago, for example. Look at Chicago. They're in such dire straits. Van Conway was here to tell us that they're in such dire straits they may have to file for bankruptcy in Chicago. All those kids that went to Chicago are coming back to Detroit because now we have jobs for them. Those kids from New York, other people from Los Angeles, are coming back to Detroit and are thrilled to be here and to be a part of this renaissance.
I don't enjoy anybody else's misfortune. We've been through it ourselves, but there is no doubt that the number of young people that you meet now who have come from Brooklyn, who have come from Atlanta, who have come from Chicago, is remarkable, and they're all saying the same thing. I want to move into the city. You know, there's something about an entrepreneur that they're a rebel personality. They're almost invariably starting a business over the objection of their friends and their family. But the ultimate rebels are starting a business in Detroit, and these are the people that change the world. These are the young folks who are coming here, and we're doing a better job, I think, of getting the young rebels out of our own high schools to stay here. And the interesting thing is, in some cases, it's harder to get the graduates of our high schools in Detroit to stay than it is to bring in folks from the outside. But we're working really hard to keep our talent here.
Mayor Mike Duggan, your current top three goals?
There's no doubt we got to get car insurance affordable. That is my number one issue right now. We got a bill in the legislature to start the insurance. We're going to have a vote in the Senate Insurance Committee next week. I'm working like mad to try to get it through. So that would be first. Second, we got to get the violent crime down. You look at what's happening in the city now, crime is down in almost every category except homicides and shootings, which are the ones that are maybe the most important. So we got to get at that.
I'm glad you've signed James Craig on for another 2 years.
Chief Craig's doing a great job, but it's not the chief by himself.
No.
And Kim Worthy and Barb McQuaid, you're going to hear more announcements. We're getting everybody to work together. The system has to work together, and they've been terrific, and you're going to start to see better coordinated strategies. And then, we have got to deal with the schools. We're stealing these kids' futures by the time they're 8 and 9 years old because of the zip code that they're born into, and we just can't put up with it. If we can get the crime solved and get the car insurance down and get the kids educated, the city would be a pretty good place.
Pretty doggone good place, right. If that's all we have to do.
Right.
Huh? Mayor Mike Duggan, thank you so much for being with us. Keep up the good work. Any way we can be of help along the way, you let us know.
Thank you, Paul W.
All right. We continue on News Talk 760 WJR.